Nobody can do it like me, like me, like me. Yeah, nobody can do it like me, like me, like me. Nobody can do it like me.
Hey y'all, my name is Jess Lee, and I'm giving you a peek behind the curtain with a never-before-seen backstage pass as I travel with my incredible band, crew, and manager, Steve Virginia from Black Label Nash, throughout the roads of the USA and worldwide. Join me as I share a rare glimpse of my road escapades and exclusive new releases before they drop with host Chris Ross, founder of Winjek Studios, and others as I experience local culture at its finest. Whether it's testing my taste buds at an area's favorite restaurant, taking on a thrilling adventure at a local attraction, or rocking out on stage during my tour, you will have a front row, behind the scenes VIP pass for it all, right here on the Jess Lee Roadshow Backstage Pass.
This broadcast is brought to you by Winjek Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.
Nobody can do it like me, like me, like me.
Hey everybody, and welcome on into the Jess Lee Road Show, brought to you by Winjek Studios and Black Label Nash. I am going to be your host for this afternoon. Well, this is none other than Mr. Steve Virginia, owner, co-owner of Black Label Nash Entertainment Group in Nashville, Tennessee. As you probably have noticed, I'm running solo here. There's a reason for that. Miss Jess Lee, she's tour planning for her brand new tour that you guys are going to get to see a whole bunch of. Mr. Chris Ross is handling some Winjek Studios business, so they gave me the keys today, and they said, Steve, you now have the keys to the car. And I was like, you really think that's a good idea? You're going to give me the keys? And they said, yeah, man, it's just a recap episode. So today, it is my duty, my job, to bring you guys the best of episodes 1 through 10 from the Jess Lee Road Show. Now, I'm not going to play you clips because ultimately it's up to you guys to go check out those clips at winjectstudios.com, but I am going to talk about some of my favorite things that have happened so far this season. I'm going to talk about some of my favorite moments, some of the things that you probably heard, some of the things you probably haven't heard. There's actually some really funny things that have happened on the road whilst we've been preparing for episodes. There's been some really funny things that we haven't included in episodes. And there's even some moments that have been included in episodes that really brought me to tears, made me laugh, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just going to give a quick recap of it all. Every 10 episodes or so, we're going to go through and we're going to do something like this. Our initial inclination wasn't necessarily to do it with just me right now, but as fate would have it, this first one's going to be this way. So I guess we should go ahead and get started. The next one, actually, you guys should tune in after episode 20, because episode 11, obviously, is going to be a recap. Episode, what is that in Spanish? It's a Diez Nueve. Is that it? 11 in Spanish? I don't know Spanish. Anybody? 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 Nope, I don't know. Anyway, guys, so episode 21 is actually going to be a live recap with both Jess Lee, Mr. Chris Ross, and, of course, your boy, Steve Virginia, because they're probably only going to trust me with the keys one time as I crash this car. So let's move along, guys. Episode 1 through 10 of the Jess Lee Road Show, brought to you by Winjek Studios and Black Label Nash Entertainment Group. Where we started off our escapades on the Jess Lee Road Show, actually just giving you a little quick recap of what we were going to do on the show. You know, we went through, whenever we are given the range just to talk, we always get into these really deep philosophical conversations. And of course, I always take it off the rails and things get a little goofy. But episode 1 was really a great introduction for not only Jess Lee, Mr. Chris Ross, whom I'm sure you're familiar with on Winjek Studios, and myself, because most people don't really realize that there are people behind the stars. They don't really think about the folks behind the stars. Jess Lee is obviously the star of the group. and we're just kind of here to support her. So episode one was really a good opportunity for us to hop in and introduce each other. It was kind of a peek behind the curtain in our intent for the Jess Lee Roadshow, which was to bring you guys a view of what touring is like from a country music pop artist on the road and what we get to experience on the road, because we get to experience some really, really, really cool things when we're out and about in the United States and abroad. So episode one was really about that, getting you guys acquainted to the things that we were going to do this season. We had a couple episodes talking about what we were going to do. We ran through things like Country Fest, which actually just happened. We got some brilliant video from Country Fest that's going to be part of the Jess Lee Roadshow episode 13, I believe. We got some great footage from Scooter's Roadhouse, which was also a place I almost died because of some peanut butter whiskey, which I'm sure if you tuned into the Scooter's Roadshow, the Scooter's Roadhouse episode of the Jess Lee Roadshow, you probably heard the story about how my good buddy Zach, the other guitar player in Jess Lee's band at the time, gave me some peanut butter whiskey, not knowing I was allergic to peanut butter, and I had to save my own life with some White Claw, pounding two White Claws at one time, Stone Cold Steve Austin style. If you didn't hear that, make sure to tune into that episode, the Jess Lee Roadshow, the Scooter's Roadhouse episode. It's, I almost died, guys. Like, really. White Claw saved my life. So White Claw, if you want to step in here, you want to give me, you know, an endorsement for, health reasons, I'm waiting. Just send us an email at steve@blacklabelnash.com and, I'm waiting. So yeah, we moved along from Scooter's Roadhouse to Eddie's Attic, which by far was one of my favorite venues that we've ever played. We actually just got another date at Eddie's Attic here coming up in the next month for the Jess Lee Roadshow, where we'll be traveling to Atlanta and doing some fun things. Eddie's is actually one of my favorite venues in the entire country, because everyone who's anyone has played at Eddie's Attic. You're talking Chris Stapleton, you're talking the Zac Brown Band, John Mayer, which I loved. I really didn't want to hold my guitar on stage because John Mayer had held his guitar on stage. But John Mayer, Justin Bieber. Did I already say Justin Bieber? Anyone? Did I? There's nobody here, so I'm really asking a brick wall. But Justin Bieber had played there. There's been so many folks who have played at Eddie's Attic. It's a real legendary venue in Atlanta, Georgia. It was so great that they asked us back. Of course, COVID kind of took over and COVID did its thing. And so now we're finally getting to go back to Eddie's Attic. We're really, really, really excited. It's a great place to be able to showcase what you can do acoustically. They have the world's smallest dressing room. And when I say that, I'm not kidding. You actually have to sidestep through the dressing room to get in there. But it's a vibe, man. And it's a vibe like nothing else. And so I'm really excited to go back to Eddie's Attic. We're going to do a whole episode talking about Eddie's Attic specifically because it is such a legendary venue. But we're excited to go back. It's going to happen in August. We have a whole trip to Georgia planned. I'm sure you'll see most of that. We have some really exciting excursions. We're taking you to a great restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. So all of that stuff is coming up on the Jess Lee Roadshow. So if you haven't listened to all these episodes, I recommend you go back, start at episode one, and binge on all of the episodes moving forward, because guess what? There is a lot to digest and a lot more to come. So moving on from Eddie's Attic, we actually talked about Jess Lee's new single, which I am super, super, super excited about. It's, I write a lot with Jess Lee. I myself am an ex-artist, and the reason that I started doing the whole artist management thing with Jess Lee is because when I met her, I realized that she was such a game changer as far as being an artist, being a person. She's just a transcendental figure of music, I guess you could say, that I was getting kind of up there in age as an artist, and I realized that I had screwed up every which way but loose, and so I decided that I was going to manage her to kind of protect her from all of the crappy things that I did in my career. And in doing so, we developed this really great chemistry as writers, and we've written probably, I'd say, close to 300-400 songs together. There's some of them are just absolutely incredible songs. We've only written a couple turds, but most of them are incredible songs. But her next single that she has coming out is one of my favorites. It's probably my favorite. We talked about it in season one, episode five of the Jesley Road Show. The song is called Love Me Ugly. It's her next single that she has coming out. We wrote it with some really, 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 really talented guys, ones that we absolutely are going to write more with, and we have written more with since then. But, you know, there's a real art form to being able to tell a story through something really, really topical. And that's what this entire episode is about. You know, talking about how you can be so deep and so connected to a message, but in a really topical way. I really recommend you guys listening to episode five of the season, because quite frankly, it is one of the most insightful episodes, to where you can get inside the head of Jesley, get inside the head of me and the other writers, and see exactly how we took something that was a very topical statement and made a really impactful moment with it, with the song. So, you know, Love Me Ugly, like I said, is one of my favorite songs. It's going to be coming out here really shortly. There's going to be a big splash behind it. I don't want to say exactly how or why yet, because that's a secret we're going to tell you about on the podcast probably in a couple weeks. But I do recommend you guys being on the lookout for that, because, man, oh man, it's a great song. It's literally one of my favorite pop country songs I've ever heard in my entire life, not just because I wrote it, but because it's just a really, really, really good little ditty. So you guys make sure to check out Love Me Ugly when it does come out, because it was a really special song, a really special write with some really special people. You know, as we progress through the podcast, we get to not only dive into the method behind writing songs and the method behind our madness of how we do things and why we do things and the background behind how we do things and why we do things, but we also get to talk about ourselves a little bit and why we do the things that we do, how we do the things that we do, which is what we focused in episode seven. Episode seven of the Jesley Road Show was literally about Jesley stepping into her most authentic and highest self, putting the entertainment industry on notice. And, you know, I think that everybody's getting ready to see why. You know, I think that artists reach their fullest potential when they're able to be authentically themselves. They're really able to reach their fullest potential when they get the people behind them that are supposed to be behind them. And, you know, they always say that your plans never match God's plans and your timelines never match God's timelines. Well, I'm telling you right now, folks, the timeline for Jesley is coming up right now. The train is getting ready to leave the station, and I want you guys to be there with us on the Jesley Road Show to see it, because you're going to get a really, really, really incredible look at not only an incredible person and where she comes from and how she ticks and what made her what she is today, but you're also going to get to see a behind-the-scenes like kind of view that nobody really has ever seen before of what it's like on the road and what it's like to experience things as you're Jesley or as you're Steve Virginia, and sometimes if Chris gets to come with us, as Chris Ross. So it's, you know, we'll be on the tour bus, we're going to be in hotels, we're going to be in specific places that you wouldn't normally get to see. You'd never, ever, ever get to see John Mayer at the hotel he's staying at. You'd never, ever, ever get to see Justin Timberlake on his bus, but you're going to get to see all of that with Jesley. And she wanted to do that so she could be her most authentic self, and you could see her most authentic self, because her most authentic self is somebody that you guys can really, really, really look to for inspiration. You can really, really look to for so many things, both young and old. So I highly recommend you take a listen at episode seven, because it really dives deep into Jesley. It really dives deep into what her motivation is behind what she does and how she does it. And it really dives deep into her history and her past growing up in Florida with her wonderful mother, her sisters, and it kind of gave us inspiration to come back to Florida for the next episode that you would hear on the Jesley Road Show if you're listening sequentially. So we decided, you know, Jesley's from Florida, obviously, and so we decided we were going to actually come back to Florida to do an entire episode on the search for the greatest key lime pie in Key West. We actually just filmed this this past weekend, and boy, oh boy, did we find the greatest key lime pie in Key West. Now, I'll tell you, I'm going to smell and taste key lime for about 47 years from henceforth, because we ate a lot of key limes. We We had a lot of limes in our drinks. I had a lot of key lime martinis that I'm still recovering from. But Key West was a blast, and we actually did find what we believe to be the best key lime pie in all of Key West, Florida, y'all. Seriously. You know, as we're there, we get to experience culture. I got to ride a scooter for the first time at the beach, which was really quite terrifying because, you know, I was driving Jessely around and her life is in my hands. And I didn't look like Steve McQueen. I didn't look like, who's the dude with the slick back hair who dated Marilyn Monroe? What's his name? I can't remember what his name, James Dean. I did not look like James Dean on the scooter. I looked like quite the beach bum, but you know what? It was a great time. Jessely trusted me enough to tote her around the key there. I mean, it only got up to 30 miles an hour, so we probably wouldn't have been hurt too bad if I had crashed, but I'm glad that I didn't crash, so that was a good thing. But we had a blast in Key West. We searched for the greatest key lime pie. We got to do a bunch of firsts. We got to go do some excursions. We got to get on the scooter. We got to eat some absolutely incredible food that you guys are going to actually see on the podcast. So I recommend you tuning into our Key West episode, which is actually going to come after it'll probably be around episode 14 or 15 on the Jessely Roadshow. So, you know, as we do things like that, as we go different places, as we think about different excursions to do, we oftentimes load our brain with experiences. We load our brain with things that we can actually write about. Sometimes we'll see a sign with a goofy saying, or we'll see a t-shirt with a goofy saying on it, and we'll jot it down on our phone. I know that Jessely has millions of notes. She has millions of audio notes. I have absolutely millions of notes in my phone too, most of which are not as good as hers, but we only bring mine out when we're really, 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 really desperate. So we both have a bunch of notes. As we're on the road, such as in Key West, we oftentimes make notes as to, things that we can write about, things that we can tell stories about in our music. And I'm sure that you'll actually start to see the correlation of some of the things that we write about and some of the travels that we have on the show. So that would be an interesting thing to look out for her releases in the future if you're a fan of the show, if you're a fan of the Jessely Roadshow, and a fan of Jessely's music, which I highly recommend. If you're not yet, go be a fan right now. You'll start to hear some correlation between the things that we do on the road show and some of the material that we write about. We actually took an entire episode this season to talk about the process of what it was like to be a songwriter in Nashville. And that's a really hard conversation to have because, you know, the writing process is different for everyone, but it's an interesting process for everyone. And we thought it would be really interesting to talk about it with Jessely because Jessely is a world-class songwriter. And when I tell you she's a world-class songwriter, she's literally one of the best songwriters I've ever met. I've hung out with dudes who have written number one songs, multiple week number one songs. I've even played with guys who have had 8, 9 number ones in a row as writers. And this girl right here is one of the best writers that I've ever encountered in my entire life. And she gives us a real in-depth look at what it takes to be a songwriter on the show in episode 9 of this season. And it was really interesting for me because we had never, you know, we're together and we've been together a while, but we never really talked about her philosophy behind writing. We just always got our iPhones out and our guitar out and we just started going. And so I was able to learn quite a few things about her philosophy as a writer. I was able to talk about my philosophy as a writer. Chris wants to actually write songs with us now because of this episode. So I highly recommend that you guys take a listen to that because if you're an aspiring songwriter or an aspiring artist, that's a really, really, really wonderful thing to do. It's a really wonderful thing to listen to other writers and their inspiration behind how they craft their stories, and especially good ones, how they craft their stories and how they want to tell stories in a way that is relatable to everyone. And then occasionally when we're on the road, we run into things that are so good that we definitely have to write about them. I don't know if we'll write a song about this next thing, our next episode, but man, oh man, it was one of my favorite episodes to film. It was one of my, by far, one of my favorite episodes to actually talk about. And that, my friends, because I'm a fatty, was the time we ate at Rare Steakhouse in Madison, Wisconsin. Man, they, you know, it was actually, we had intended to put Rare Steakhouse with the hotel that we stayed at, which was the Concourse Hotel in Madison, Wisconsin, and Country Fest together in one episode. But we realized that Rare Steakhouse was so special and they were so incredible to us that this is by far my highlight of the first 10 episodes. Not that we're not interesting folks and talking about the things that we were going to do is not interesting to me, because it is interesting to me. And obviously I think Jess Lee is the most interesting person in the world. She's like that dude from those Dos Equis commercials, minus the beard and the old guyness. But, you know, I think that sometimes we run into situations where we're surprised by how incredible they turn out. And this was definitely one of them. This was the highlight for me for the first 10 episodes. And as we're recapping the first 10 episodes, I highly recommend you guys go not only listen to this episode, but we're going to make it available for you to watch this episode as well, because we have a lot of video. The food was immaculate. The service was immaculate. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about it because, quite frankly, I popped a lot of cherries that night when it comes to my culinary experiences. My soon-to-be mother-in-law got, no, she didn't, I'm just kidding, but she did sample a lot of wine and it was really good. And there was actually one wine that was voted best red wine in the universe. It was actually just in the world by some wine magazine. I can't remember right off the top of my head what wine magazine it was. But the folks at Rare Steakhouse treated us to literally the most incredible meal, you guys. The most incredible meal I've ever eaten in my entire life. So first of all, it started off with a seafood course. Your boy's allergic to seafood, but sometimes that doesn't stop me, okay? So, you know, when they bring out seafood, Jessie fist pumps because she loves seafood. And whenever we eat somewhere and there's something that I'm allergic to, like if we go to Hibachi and they bring out the shrimp, she's like, oh, you give me a shrimp right now. And I'm like, okay, okay. And I give her the shrimp, right? No questions asked. So they bring out these oysters, and I had never had oysters before. A, because I always figured them to be just slimy little like clam boogers. But they were actually two different types of oysters. And as they explained them, they said, hey, we've got this one. It's from this specific... You hear that? I tripped over my own tongue. They said, hey, we've got this one. It's from this specific part of the world. We've got this other one, it's which I remember the name of it. It was called Sex on the Bay. I don't remember where it was from. I just remember it was called Sex on the Bay. It was very salty and delicious, by the way. That one was my favorite. But I have to try things every now and then, even though I'm allergic to them. I'm not sure that I'm allergic to oysters. Like, for real, I'm not really too sure that I'm allergic to them, but they were delicious nonetheless. The first one was a little slimy. Didn't really taste like much, but I also dumped an entire bottle of Tabasco on that one, so it kind of blew my mouth out with that one, so all I really tasted was Tabasco. It was a Tabasco nightmare. So we moved on from the oysters. Jessie had this incredible tuna dish. She was drinking wine the whole time. It was great. Then they brought out the beef, because beef is what's for dinner, y'all. They brought out the beef, and holy moly, it was the best steak I've ever put in my mouth, period, end of story. It was absolutely incredible. And then they brought out the next steak, and it was equally as incredible. And it was so good, in fact, that it came out on this huge bone. It was like a 44-ounce piece of awesomeness. And it had this giant bone in the middle of it. And I actually asked Brittany, who is our server, who is also the beautiful bride to Owen, who's the general manager of the place. I asked her, I said, would it be disrespectful if I picked up the bone and chewed on it like a caveman? And she giggled a little bit and she goes, no, I'd be insulted if you didn't pick up the bone and chew on it like Fred Flintstone. So I did. And I chewed on it and I chewed on it and I chewed on it some more. And I got steak all over my face and embarrassed myself at the table full of beautiful women who have tried to keep their composure through the whole entire meal, except for Jessie's mom, who was a little drunk by that time. No, I'm just kidding. She wasn't. She was great. I'm just teasing her because I kept making jokes at her because she would, we all had, in her defense, I think we had like 8 glasses of wine each. I'm almost 200 pounds. I'm about 194 pounds of pure unadulterated chubby manhood. And she's got to be all of maybe 130 pounds, 125 pounds. And she had the same amount of wine that I did. And she kept, when they would come back with the wine, tapping her glass like, yo, give me some more of that. Give me some more. Come on. But she's Italian, so she drinks wine all the time. But I was teasing her the whole episode about how much wine she was drinking. And she was having to defend herself the whole time, which I like poking at my future mother-in-law because she's just the sweetest lady you'll ever meet in your whole life. So anyway, so you guys tune into the episode. There will probably be some extras about Lisa and I losing our shit in the middle of the episode and laughing for about 30 minutes over literally nothing. But the rare steakhouse episode, that's the noise I made after I got done eating the food. And that's the noise I'm going to make right now talking about it because it was just that spectacular. I don't know, no offense to anywhere else that we've eaten so far, but you have your work cut out for you if you're going to compete with Rare Steakhouse because, yowza, it's been my favorite part of the season so far. It's been Jesley's favorite part of the season so far. I hope you can't hear me because I'm slapping the table right now. And if you can, that bloom, bloom, bloom is me slapping the table with emphasis about how it was my favorite part of the season so far. We have so many cool things planned for you guys for episodes 11 through 20. And in episode 21, we're actually going to do this again, but I am going to have the beautiful Jesley. I am going to have the very handsome, very talented Chris Ross with me. And we're going to do a live one. So you guys can ask questions, we can interact with the fans, we can talk about potential other things that we can do through episodes 21 through 30, because we're just getting started on the Jesley Road Show, y'all. I wish I could tell you what we had going on, but you're just going to have to tune in to find out. And by the way, I'm using a new microphone today, and man, I sound real studly through my headphones. I'm just saying, like, I might have to get another one of these, and Jesley and I both use one of these, because dang, son, this sounds way different and way better. I think. At least it sounds that way now. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much. On behalf of Winject Studios, Black Label Nash Entertainment Group, Jesley, man, this is Steve Virginia. I'm sorry that you guys had to endure me yammering on about this entire thing all by my lonesome, but you know what? Sometimes a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. You know what I'm saying? So you guys make sure to tune into next week into the Jesley Road Show. We're going to be talking about something with some more people and some more stuff. On behalf of Winject Studios, Black Label Nash Entertainment Group, and Jesley, we'll talk to y'all next time. Peace! Nobody can do it like me.